for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
I got to tell you, you guys are so spot on about everything you're saying. I'm 63 years old, right after Bruno beat Buddy Rogers, lived in North. We would go to the Garden every month after month, hop the train. You had to buy tickets in advance, otherwise you couldn't get a ticket. That's how revered Bruno was. And you're right about the wrestling magazines. That's where we got our information. Although, even though it was a regional promotion, about halfway through his reign, cable TV started to show matches from other places in the country. And I got to tell you, NWA, Ric Flair, all of those guys, none of them was ever considered the champion. There was only one champ, and that was the Italian Strongman. Unbelievable matches. And hey, Bo, you called it right, man. When you talk about emotion, we...
Paul Classics.
All right, y'all.
Time for me to pump gas. Pretty excited about it.
Can take the dope on this jet out of town. Put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back. That's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving the stress.
Bleed, oh, the field rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? next episode. Hold up.
I imagine everyone is just baffled by the road change up here, driving on this different stretch of freeway. Yes.
Smoke weed every day.
No, thank you. Gosh, what? Radio.
could tell straight away this producer was a guy with new ideas.
Tell straight away.
Production ability. This became a huge club record and kickstarted the career of a certain Dave Spoon, aka Shadow Chow. This is Dave Spoon at Night.
Was going to get up and fight back against Larry Zbysko. The beauty of professional wrestling, when done correctly, is pure simplicity. It's the good guys versus the bad guys.
And that led to, you know, Bruno and Larry Zbysko being in the steel cage match at Shea Stadium in 1980. And we mentioned this yesterday, and I think it's a point to make it again. You know, over 36,000 fans were in attendance at Shea Stadium. And I know you look at that now and say, 36,000? Well, we just had 78,000 fans at WrestleMania. Well, that's because it's a national, worldwide product. At that time, you know, Bruno was the WWF champion. That was the East Coast promotion. So the only kind of promotion you were getting was not on a national level. It was on a local level. So think about that. Pro wrestling, which was something that you saw late at night, you know, Bully, at that time. And to be able to get 36,000 fans in attendance at Shea Stadium to see that type of match tells you what Bruno and Larry Zbysko were able to do in 1980.
And the fact that they had to move out of Madison Square Garden, the rivalry had become so huge that the Garden couldn't hold it anymore. And it's not like they sold, you know, the Garden holds about 20,000 for wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, back then, I'm not quite sure what it was designed for, but between 18,000 and 20,000. So it's not like they sold 22,000 tickets or 25,000 tickets. 36,000, they nearly doubled their ticket sales for an angle based on hatred and stabbing somebody in the back and fighting, not spots, fighting each other. A man versus a man, an issue, somebody stabbing another man in the back. And they practically doubled their ticket sales and had to take it to a stadium.
Yep.
Like you said, unheard of. Where did they, what means of communication and advertising did they have back then? They had their television show at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays. They had their late night, midnight show, and they had the newspaper. Other than that, that's it.
Yep.
Word of mouth put 36,000 fans into Shea Stadium.
And Bruno was able to do that. And, you know, we talked about how, you know, he was a champion over a span of 11 years. You talk about the face of a franchise. Bruno Sammartino was the definition of the face of the WWF for such a long, long time. I mean, the WWF, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, which became the WWF, and all the sellouts at Madison Square Garden. This is unbelievable. And to have somebody that can sell out an arena of 20,000 fans every single month. You look at the WWE right now, and not knocking the product right now because it's unbelievable and it's as big as it's ever been. They visit the Garden maybe 3 times a year. At that time, it was, as George Napolitano said on our show yesterday, you know, every 4 or 5 weeks they were at the Garden, and Bruno would sell it out every single time.
Yeah, and as great as the WWE is right now, I don't think they sell out every single time. Like when they,
oh, yeah?
The last show that you went to, Dave, it wasn't the Christmas show. What was it, the Christmas show?
No, it wasn't the Christmas show. I went to the show before that, the summer show that they had.
Did they sell that one out?
No.
Okay, so...
It was close. It was a good crowd, but it wasn't a sellout.
Okay, so listen, apples to apples. Think about what pro wrestling is today with the names. Was Brock on that show?
No.
All right. I'm sure that there were a lot of big names on the show, though, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they were shy of a sellout. Not when Bruno was there. It was a guaranteed sellout. Because the difference was emotional investment back then. That's when...
No, the difference was that, like, entertainment choices were fewer back then, and... Broken today? Should I bail? Should I bail on this whole thing? Should I get into Periscope? I do have unlimited data on this iPad now. I guess I could, you know. I could move to Periscope. And, you know, then I could, like, cancel Mixler's premium. You know, it'd be like, I'd be saving whatever it is, 15, 10 bucks a month, 15 bucks a month, I forget what it is, I think it's 10 bucks a month, 12 bucks a month. Is no good anymore. Well, make much. Yeah, that's probably actually like the smart business thing. Grow my Instagram. I'm You can go live on Instagram, too.
Wrestling show, but you had to get the wrestling magazines every month. they went hand in hand, right?
Yep, they did. And, you know, I still go to the same store that I grew up in to buy my Pro Wrestling Illustrated. And maybe it's not as much as it used to be because it's not that monthly, edition that comes out. But, yeah, that was everything to wrestling fans. Because don't forget, you know, if you're an NFL fan, even back in the day, they wrote about it in the newspapers. You know, you had no problems getting, you know, NFL or Major League Baseball coverage. It wasn't the same way with pro wrestling. The only way you really found out about things was by those after mags and by, like, you know, George Napolitano, like Main Event Magazine. That's the only way you got this news. And especially before cable television, the only show you got was what was in your local market. If you wanted to find out about any other wrestlers, the only way you found out about them was from the magazines.
And for me, this is how guys like Flair, Dusty, or anybody that wasn't wrestling in the Northeast became such larger-than-life characters who I needed to find out about. Because as a kid growing up in the Northeast, listen, I was, you know, brought up on the WWF, you know, the WWE. So I got the TV show every morning, and I saw a very babyface heavy territory. Good guys, you know, winning their matches, comic book characters, things like that. But then I'd look at the cover of the magazines and I'd see a Bloody Dusty or a Bloody Flair or, you know, whoever it is, and I'd be like, what the hell is this? Who are these guys? Look at all of this blood. I don't get to see this on the WWF. They were doing such different things in all of these other territories, and it was only the magazines that could bring it to me. And that's why it was so important. I think we're just kind of reminiscing about how cool it was to read a wrestling magazine as opposed to just click on Twitter. You know, you can just click on your Twitter and find out anything you want right now. The information, you see it, you read it, you process it, and then you basically throw it away. The whole process probably takes like, what, 1 minute?
Yeah.
As opposed to the anticipation of, you know, going to the, you know, to the bookstore, buying the magazine, running home, going to your special little wrestling magazine spot in your house, you know, hoping your mom and dad wouldn't bother you. This way you could leaf through it page by page. And it took you like 2 hours to read a wrestling magazine.
Yeah, because you read every single article that was in the magazine. And we mentioned Bill Apter, and Bill Apter is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. But before we have Bill Apter on, I do want to take at least one phone call from the nation before we have our guest. Let's go out to Bill in New Jersey. Bill, what's going on?
Hey, Dave.
consummate professional. You know what you're doing. You know how to engage the people. I think anything can work. And I'm excited to go back and watch that. I mean, what younger guy could be mentored today? Like, let's a little fantasy bucket here, Dave. What younger guy could be mentored by an older guy that you would actually care about it today the same way that you cared about Zbyszko and Bruno?
You know what? I don't know. I'd actually have to think about that. And it's a good thing to think about because we're going to have Bill Apter joining us in just a couple of minutes, Bully. So yep. He's obviously going to be able to explain just what we're saying as far as with the magazines. And, of course, could it translate today? And we'll have Bill Apter when Bully and I return right here. I'm busted open.
why you trapped is so hard.
It's a good question. It's a fair question.
Like a hole from up is trying to dig up some gold.
what you're waiting for is coming.
Same fortune. It's not your forte. Fuck the world now. And done with foreplay. Doctor's orders. Go fuck yourself. Take 2 days in the morning, overdose and kill yourself. Doctor's orders.
Went nowhere, we ain't going nowhere.
lay y'all pussy down with the Harlem Heat. All of a sudden, niggas got a problem with me. Black, why how they running around acting like the black don't care eat. And you know what? For some strange reason, I'm over this medication, feeling deranged, leaving. For y'all to put the word out, we ain't leaving. We trying to be rich before we all stop breathing. Therefore, we kind of hustle lame. Stay laying down our muscle game. Still turn niggas' dreams to flames. You got the wire? If not, I ain't saying no names. You soon expire. No pain. I feel remorse with some causes. Seeing Diddy up first, raising pulses with the big 20 valve exhausters. On the cover of your vibes, double X sounds and sauces, bitch.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
Since the Notorious, see everything still glorious. We still got warriors, still be the victorious. See it's a lot of them, but it's more of us. Still got cash to blow, raps to flow. Steal them, cats to know, pack your flow. That's for sure, bottles to pop, joints to rock. Play the background, handle my chop, holding my Glock. Money to get, cars to flip, bars to sit at and sip cognac. Or choose to drip, hoes to see, make sure they knowin' it's me. Drop that D, can't believe that I am C. Bad boy to the casket drop, gotta love it, place nothing above it. It's on like that, don't believe we ain't going like that. We're always gonna be here, we near, every motherfucker's here.
We ain't going nowhere, we ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere,
we can't be stopped now. Cause it's bad boy for life, we ain't going.
About my business, he's on the ground rap, nigga, sound so lame.
And I'm rap ziplock without the jock strap. That's ball to the wall, ball crack, race slap. Y'all niggas doing laps like dogs in the park with the balls so reset. Yeah, don't win bad, so sit, woo-woo, sit, and be a good bitch. That's the funkest prince of Wonderland. Dipping in the Brandywine, man, I'm broke. Floating on my back, blowing purple smoke. Looking way different than your neighborhood could have been. Filling in for your mama when your mama got that feeling again. And we dancing on a school. Nigga, mama's having fun in your house while you out buying something for your kids to eat. We Katamari thugging these bitches and they sticking to my cockroaches. Crumpin', huffle bucket. Nigga, mama's having fun in your house while you out buying something for your kids to eat. We Katamari thugging these bitches and they sticking to my cockroaches.
Sit back and watch me clean like OxyClean. Getting sick, sick, this is what the drop is being. Drinking furs and linen, hard dinner, the dogs winning. Looking fresh to death like John Lennon. Wasted in dog Gucci frames, cover my grill. Catch me in a tabloid, feeling sharp as a quill. My neck is heavy, my wrist got a mind of its own. Take a look and get blinded by the size of the stone. Diamond is flawless, shining like the stars in orbit. Historic important clues, that's the reason I brought it. Black bubble bin, lay back and bubble in. Keep money stacks that overlap like double chins. I double chin, go back and double twin. Some of friends that are labeled as four. Double in, this is Theodore. Make no mistakes about it. We bought a bar out, even when the shit ain't crowded.
Fight your punk asses. Like Pun said, you ain't even in me class. Made patch pins, backseat TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how the head is. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, this a don you with. My nines are spit, niggas lose consciousness.
This guy is a bulldozer with a wrecking ball attached. He'll even ring around your eye and tread marks on your back. He's an animal. He's hungry. You ain't been hungry since Supreme Clientele. Remember what you first told me when I took you? You wanted to be a fighter. You wanted to be a killer.
New York,
you wanted
stand
to
up.
Be the champ.
He's got you your boy in the booth.
I don't want you in my trunk taking all my money.
Godzilla bankroll, stones from Sierra Leone. Yo, I ain't got it all. That means I'm barely home. Trailblazers, stay full of vengeance. My odds is crafty, dogs. Why that stuff on Laffy Taffy? Wondering, yeah, how did y'all niggas get past me? I've been doing this before, now it's dropping nasty. My rivals, I did them up. Them bricks, I set them up. My raps, I bit them up. For that, now stick them up. Change for good, buddy. Tone got his money. And I'm worth me and still back your bitch. Looking for me, why? Y'all staring at the angel with death. Pants on fire, you burning up like David Koresh. This is architect music, rebel street opera, pop a tech man. Flow, we got the projects, moving indeed. I ran through the tunnel, terrorized speed. That's when I was still in the jungle, slinging that D.
Get out my face, don't even know you got no more. Don't need no heads, been messing up my corner. In the back of that bad look on the face, before I knock it off. Hey, fool, you ready for another beat? You should have never came back. Look at me, I'm a good survivor.
Who wanna battle a dawn? I'm James Bond in the octagon with two razors. Bet y'all didn't know I had a fake arm. I lost it while in war. Before rap, I was getting it on. Took a fat nigga out in like 40 seconds. My gun get hard with a 45 steel erection. Evil one, Kango half slanted. Coconut, balsam, Morocco, gorilla medallions like Flavor Flav Clock, yo. Niggas want me dead, but they scared to step to me. Rip their guts out like a hysterectomy. When beat collide, look on the flip right. Penitentiary kite, I'll get you bumped off from the inside. George is hanging, frauds is left in their drawers on the floor complaining. Bird ass nigga resemble Keenan Ivory Wayne and stay in your place. Dirt born rappers get shadow box for training. I still eating bacon. Bring me a nice bitch, that means I fuck with you. My swag is Mick Jagger. Stones is warm and prestige is cut to a tea. Sparking weed with up. The cocoa leaf is slightly damp. Sprouting in the backyard next to Grand Duke tomato plant. And jets get charged. Marquee shit with the cars on it. The haters, they earn. Run to the toilet and vomit. Back east, I'm an MC King. Since Cuban, pretty tone, Iron Man. Bulletproof is supreme. Kofi on double deuce in the jeans. My man Shake was on the floor with the Buffalo. Both of the green. IBF. WBC, cruiserweight title shots, rap belts, belong in DC.
Kicking pickers, my hobby job. These rock, these with bass, he's calling me Rob.
Bass, bass,
on my 88 shit. Cuban link chains and gazelle frame lens. Guess jeans don't wash, rocking top 10 kicks. Flicking on my foot, I got my foot looking like an 88 draft pick. It's that sick, it gets sicker than a flu.
Oh, man.
To pretend I'm you, should attend you a class on how to be cooler. In fact, I'm the superintendent of the school. Yeah, and I'm back on my job. I press and twist knobs just to make your head nod. All you whack rappers need to keep your day job. And my work here is done, I'm gonna take the day off.
You sir, do the rock baseball bat. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now. Do the smirk, do the walk, baseball now. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now. Do the smirk, do the walk, baseball now. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now. Do the smirk, do the walk, baseball now. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now. You don't know who this beat is, me know this. Stuck to the beat and flew to the sequence. Igloo freezing weed is. You can't just walk away from while you are written for more to say and smoke. Nigga, you a square, lit you at the tip, blow it in the air. We don't play fair, and that's a fact. Separating people from the squares like a nicotine patch. Look here, quite honestly, you're gonna have to pardon me. I'm a modern day fly machine. Yes, sir, that's absurd, but the best word to describe would be I. Good man is me, which hand is free? Shake the one that is, and I gotta handle my biz until I got the aching ribs. Salute to all of my scallywags and fresh jizz. Yes, you smirk, do the walk, baseball bat. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now. Do the smirk, do the walk, baseball bat. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now. Do the smirk, do the walk, baseball bat. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now. Do the smirk, do the walk, baseball bat. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now. We can dance if you wanna. We can leave your friends behind. Cause if the friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, then they ain't no friends of mine. Yo, it just hit me that I'm the fresh prince, and that means I'm willing. I chill with the chicks in the back on the reel. It might feel like a kick in the back from gorillas, but chill, that's the skill that I pack. Sonny, you need to rock while I do the rock. Old school is pop cooler while we moving through the spot. Cruising through the loop, 88 frames on the Adidas tracks. You ask who? Be quiet when the game's on. Cause I'm a championship, and I'm moving through time in my championship. We cannot fall. So I'm leaving you with these three words. Yes, yes, y'all. Do the smirk, do the walk, baseball bat. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now. Do the smirk, do the walk, baseball bat. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now. Do the smirk, do the walk, baseball bat. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now. Do the smirk, do the walk, baseball bat. Rooftop like I'm bringing 88 now.
Coke and wet, bitch, girls, nigga, holler. Coke and wet, guns, nigga, high. Coke and wet, bitch, guns, nigga, holla. Coke and wet, bitch, guns, nigga, holla. Coke and wet, bitch, guns, nigga, holla.
Here's a guy with two of those rental scooters. It's just rolling them across the street, wearing dark sunglasses. My hope is that he intends to throw them in the bay.
I'm making eggs meet the rat, so it's wet.
Wild through construction, they can't stay in the lane. They're like, oh man, this the middle lane is closed. I took the left one and that's taking too long. I'm gonna swing across and try to get in the right one now, even though the middle lane is now closed. Like, just people fucking sucking shit. Shit suckers, all of them. Some real shit suckers. You know what I'm saying. Almost there. Everybody have a great Thursday. Do your Thursday. Do it well. Live your best life, I suppose. I'll see you.